This is Jordan Seculo. The Iranian nuclear negotiation talks have been extended until Friday, and we continue to work to see Pastor Saeed's release.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The ongoing nuclear talks will not resolve all of the concerns that we have with Iran's behavior. We don't intend for these conversations to successfully resolve our concerns with the way in which Iran continues to menace Israel. We know that Iran continues to be a leading state sponsor of terrorism, and we know that Iran continues to unjustly detain American citizens. So we've got a large number of concerns with Iran's behavior, and we don't pretend to make the case that these conversations are going to resolve all of those concerns.
The truth is that while I completely agree with Foreign Minister Zarif that we have never been closer, at this point, this negotiation could go either way. If hard choices get made in the next couple of days and made quickly, we could get an agreement this week.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Look, on side deals, let me just make it clear that what's going on in Vienna is about a nuclear deal, and that's all. Now, on the sidelines of those discussions, we certainly do every opportunity we can bring up the case of the three Americans that are being detained in Iran, as well as the case of Mr. Levinson. But I'm not aware of any side deal that's being struck. In fact, I know there's no side deal being struck here as it relates to these nuclear negotiations.
These are separate issues. We will continue raising his case and the other two Americans who are detained, and Robert Levinson, who's missing. We'll continue raising them, but they are fate, and the outcome of these cases should in no way be tied to the nuclear issue.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live, folks. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We expected as much. The nuclear talks have now been extended not long until Friday. This is the P5+1, the U.S. taking the lead in these nuclear negotiations with Iran. And we talked yesterday about the different review this would trigger by Congress. And so if this deal is not submitted to Congress by Thursday, and it certainly doesn't look like that will be the case because the talks have been extended till Friday, then Congress would have 60 days to review this and put, I think, more pressure on the administration to get Pastor Saeed, the other Americans being held hostage by Iran and really hostage to these negotiations, to see them freed. We're going to take your phone calls on it, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, that's 1-800-684-3110. Dad, I know this is something we're all watching very closely as we look at the nuclear part of this as well. And of course, people have a lot of concerns about that. But we also represent Saeed and his family, and we're trying to figure out if this will be if there's going to be any movement for these Americans.
Well, the course of the concern is, I just got back from our meeting of our Oxford Center for the Study of Law and Public Policy in the University of Oxford, and it was interesting because this was a main topic which we were analyzing, and that is, if there is a deal, what does it mean for Saeed? If there's not a deal, what does it mean for Saeed and the other Americans? And I think at this point, and I'm glad we put that open, our team put that open together for you, because the State Department is certainly signaling, and this is what has me very, very concerned, that they may well conclude a deal with Iran without resolving the fate of the Americans, which to me is unthinkable. First of all, this whole idea that we're negotiating with Iran and haven't gotten these Americans released is unthinkable. But I want the audience that's listening to us right now to put yourself in the place of Nagmeh Abedini or Jason Razin's family or Amir Hekmati's family or Robert Levinson's family, and realize that there may be an announcement on Friday of a deal with Iran and your loved one still held captive by the Islamic Republic of Iran. Why is the White House doing it? Why will they not flex muscles? We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. I want your comments on this, folks. We're going to share these comments with members of the legislature, the House and Senate. Also, we've got a petition up at ACLJ.org. Over 1 million people calling for the release of these Americans. Jordan's going to give you that number to sign on to it right now.
You call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
The clock is ticking. A deadline to reach an agreement over Iran's nuclear capabilities is now just hours away. Secretary of State says, quote, hard choices still need to be made. And the negotiations, he says, can go either way. As representatives from the United States and Iran sit face to face at the bargaining table, it's critical that American pastor Saeed Abedini and three other Americans imprisoned in Iran are released. There should be no deal until Pastor Saeed and the others are freed and returned to their families. More than 1 million people have already signed on to our petition demanding Pastor Saeed's release. Please take a moment and add your name right now. Time is of the essence. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, here's what's happened. The State Department has announced that the talks involving the Islamic Republic of Iran, because that's what the name of the country is, are going to be extended till Friday. This raises a serious concern on a number of levels. And the first is no release of the Americans, and this we could come to a concluding deal with the Iranians, which to me is absolutely positively absurd. But this is a reality that we're dealing with. That's number one. That's despite the fact that many people think that the deal is in and of itself is absurd. And the fact that we sat down with the Iranians and didn't get the Americans released as a precondition. I mean, ask yourself the same question. I did say this. Put yourself in the place of the family. How would you feel? I mean, how would you feel if this was your loved one here? I'm going to take your calls on this. And why is the administration so soft on the issue of Iran, a state sponsor of terrorism? We played you in the opening that we know that they do we have that sound where the State Department spokesperson, we know they're state sponsors of terror. This isn't any great shock to us. We know that they're state sponsors of terror, but we still want to get a deal with them. Here's the soundbite.
The ongoing nuclear talks will not resolve all of the concerns that we have with Iran's behavior. We don't intend for these conversations to successfully resolve our concerns with the way in which Iran continues to menace Israel. We know that Iran continues to be a leading state sponsor of terrorism, and we know that Iran continues to unjustly detain American citizens. So we've got a large number of concerns with Iran's behavior, and we don't pretend to make the case that these conversations are going to resolve all of those concerns.
Let's break this down. We have concerns about Iran's behavior, one. Two, we don't intend that these conversations to successfully resolve our concerns with any way in which Iran continues to menace Israel. That's number two. So we have concerns about their behavior is bad towards Israel. We know that Iran continues to be a leading sponsor of terrorism. Three, four, and here's the fourth one. And then we know that Iran continues to unjustly detain American citizens. And we're just going to continue to negotiate and do nothing about it. Well, we're going to try to get some nuclear deal that's going to be non-verifiable. The Americans are still going to be held in captivity. And what is the State Department's response to this? The president wants a win so badly, is he willing to sell American authority, American exceptionalism? Is he willing to sell that to the Iranians? I'm taking your calls on this at 1-800-684-3110. 800-684-3110. Because, Jordan, when you look at the situation, the president, that's why I played that Josh Earnest comment. He lays out four things. We have concerns. We don't like the way they handle Israel. We know that they're a menace to Israel. We know that they continue to be a state sponsor of terrorism. And we know that they continue to unjustly hold American citizens. But we're still sitting down talking to them and getting none of these matters resolved.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this has been part of the frustration with these entire talks is that when they actually get to the reality, and Iran and the Iranian military leaders have been very clear, they say, you know what, regardless of a deal, the U.S. is still an enemy and the top enemy of Iran. So we're talking about, again, trusting a deal with a very dangerous partner here. And we have to look at the other interests that are going on in the world. China and Russia are not so concerned about an Iranian nuclear program.
Right.
They're more concerned about the economic opportunities this would open up. And the other European countries are really looking for the U.S. to take the lead, something the Obama administration has not been great at doing, especially because this impact to the United States and our interests. But ultimately here, I think I'll go to Than Bennett on this, but Than, what I sense from our leaders in Washington, especially in Congress, is that there's a serious amount of concern about any deal. And the way that this is now being laid out, they should have more time to review this. Instead of the kind of rush 30 days, they're going to, it looks like, if the deal's not to them by Thursday, they're and it's any time after Thursday, they get 2 months to really go through the deal.
Yeah, you walked through some of that in the first segment of the broadcast, Jordan. But, you know, even though this is only a three-day extension, it is a very significant extension, because if that deal is not on Capitol Hill by Thursday, Congress doesn't just have 30 days to review it. They have 60 days to review it. And that's important for this reason. They're going to be holding hearings and doing other things. But one of the things that I think people don't realize is even the side talks, even the discussions that happen on the sidelines, those are going to be available in confidence for senators and congressmen to review. 60 days would provide them even more time to go through all of that material, read every word of the deal to make a decision. And you're right, Jordan. Ultimately, after the entire process is completed, and we can walk through some of that if you want to, but after it's completed, the president has to get at least a third of both chambers to back the deal, even over a veto. He still needs a third in each chamber for this deal to actually go through. So this extended period of time could really put that in jeopardy, and for good reason.
You know, the whole process here has been bad from the beginning. And the idea, like I said, that we're talking to the Iranians and not having the Americans released, not having, you know, how about this? We're going to cut a deal with Iran. You know what? You can't call for the destruction of Israel, our ally. How about that one? It's an easy one. But that's not apparently the position of this administration. Again, I'm taking your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's take a call.
Yeah, right to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. 110. Billy's calling from Texas. Billy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Billy.
Hi. How you guys doing?
Good.
I'm more upset than a question, but I served 5 years in the Marine Corps, and you know, I served this country, and stuff, but I just don't understand how I don't know how there's no accountability for President Obama and his administration.
Well, I mean, first of all, Billy, let me say to you, thank you for your service to the United States of America, number one. Number two, the accountability is in the ballot box. I mean, and the president was elected, and when that happens, and this is what you have to deal with, when president gets elected, they get to put forward their policy. Now, Congress has the role here, but as Than just said, this is not going to be an easy review process, though it will give us 60 days if we don't get the release of the Americans, and they're doing this Iran deal to push on that aggressively, and there's been resolutions passed in the House and Senate on that very fact. Than?
Yeah, no, that's right, Jay. There have been unanimous resolutions in both the House and the Senate as far as it pertains to the prisoners. But listen, on the review process, people need to understand what's going to happen here. Congress will take a look at this deal, and then they will pass a resolution of disapproval. It only needs a simple majority to go back to the president, but the president can actually veto that. So if he vetoes it, they then have to attain two-thirds in both chambers in order to ultimately reject the deal. But, you know, if these prisoners aren't home, Jay, that is the least that we should expect from this Congress, and I think it could be achieved.
Jordan, let me ask you this. You were on the air yesterday with Nagme on Sean Hannity's radio broadcast, and the reality of what's going on here, I think, is coming home clear. What's your sense of, in talking with Nagme, and then I know in talking with our team that are working on this intergovernmentally, what's your sense here?
Well, I think that, you know, the truth is that, you know, when you look at it from the interest of Saeed, it's this concern that either there is a deal, I mean, we're talking about the next 2 or 3 days here, that is proposed by the U.S. government, a U.S. government-endorsed nuclear deal with Iran. That we're taking, you know, that will provide Iran all this, you know, unbelievable sanctions relief, economic relief immediately to Iran, much more than they've received just by sitting down at these talks. And Saeed won't be home, and the other Americans won't be home. And that is the great concern, is that, you know, yesterday there was the talk about the short extension. Today there's the confirmation of those extended talks. This deal could come at any moment now, and the concern is that the Americans won't be home, and Iran has gotten what they've wanted.
Yeah, this is the folks. This is what has us so concerned. Not just the deal in and of itself. I mean, if I'm going to play for you when we come back from the break what John Bolton had to say about this, but we've got a serious concern here. I want to take your calls when we come back from the break as well. 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, we're going to talk in the next segment of the broadcast with Tiffany Barron, Senior Counsel for the ACLJ and International Legal Affairs for us, on the situation with those pastors in Sudan. So this has been quite a week, and we were working on all of this while we were over in Oxford, and we're putting in place various parameters, and we've analyzed the position on Saeed Abedini's. I'm going to get into all of that probably in the second half of the broadcast, because I want to get you all updated. But I want to take a moment here to do a couple of things. Number one, we have crossed 1 million signatures for Saeed's release. I want to keep that momentum moving. You could sign that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. So again, it's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. I urge you to do it today. Let me urge you to do something else. We are in our matching challenge campaign, and we are off to a great start. This is a big month for us. July's like a December. It's, you know, people call it Christmas in July. In a sense, for us, and from the financial sense, it is. This is a big month for us. So I want to encourage you, if you've not donated your support or given support to the ACLJ, this is a great way to do it. You can just go to aclj.org. You donate. Any amount you donate, of course, is tax deductible. But you also get, we get whatever you give. If you give $50, we get $110 is $20, $100 is $200. So it's tax deductible. We get a matching gift for it. So let me encourage you to go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or you can call in your pledge as well at 1-877-989-2255. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Now, you'll also be getting some email alerts from me on this issue with Saeed. Jordan is obviously putting it up on Twitter as well. I will also on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. But also support the great work of the ACLJ at aclj.org or 877-989-2255.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The clock is ticking. A deadline to reach an agreement over Iran's nuclear capabilities is now just hours away. Secretary of State says, quote, hard choices still need to be made, and the negotiations, he says, can go either way. As representatives from the United States and Iran sit face to face at the bargaining table, it's critical that American pastor Saeed Abedini and three other Americans imprisoned in Iran are released. There should be no deal until Pastor Saeed and the others are freed and returned to their families. More than 1 million people have already signed on to our petition demanding Pastor Saeed's release. Please take a moment and add your name right now. Time is of the essence. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, the Iranian nuclear talks have been extended through Friday. We are watching that very closely because of Pastor Saeed, the other Americans being held hostage to these discussions, being held hostage by Iran. And so we're watching this very closely. This will trigger, if it's post-Thursday, if some kind of deal is announced and endorsed, this will trigger a 60-day review by Congress and give Congress more time here to work. You know, throughout this whole process, we've been looking for that opportunity to be happily surprised by this administration, that they will do the right thing, get Saeed and the other Americans out. But, we're in one of those situations, Dad, where, we have to deal with reality. And the reality is this deal looks like there's something coming because of this short extension. But throughout this whole process, you never know. At any point, this could all crumble.
You know, it's interesting. Secretary of State John Kerry said in Vienna, quote, "This work is highly technical and high stakes for all the countries involved." Well, let me tell you who it's high stakes for. It's high stakes for the family of the Americans being held captive in Iran. There, you're talking about high stakes? That's pretty high stakes, too. And it seems to me that this is an area where obviously we're very concerned about. And Tiffany Burns, a senior counsel for the ACLJ and International Law Group, she also has been working daily with Nagma Abedini. We're going to talk about these pastors in Sudan, too, because we got some troubling developments there. But first, let me go to you on this, Tiffany. You were, I know you've been talking with Nagma a lot over the last few days. As we are getting basically down to a countdown situation right now, what are you sensing from her? I mean, obviously, we're 3 years here, 3 years out. What are you sensing? What are you picking up?
I think at this point, she's very burnt out. She's burnt out in her hope for this government to do more for her husband and the other Americans left behind. Yeah. And she's burnt out being a single mom. Very difficult circumstances. And she expects more of her government and is afraid that he will be left behind.
I mean, that I have been saying this for 2 months on this broadcast. That my great concern, I am both concerned about any deal with Iran because it doesn't make sense unless there's something we don't know. And number two, leaving the Americans on the table. It's just, to me, absolutely absurd. By the way, we'll take more of your calls when we come back in the next segment of the broadcast, and we may grab one also here. 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Quickly to Than, and then I want to go to Tiffany on the situation in Sudan. Than, on this review process, how do we there's a mechanism upon which we can raise the situation of the captured Americans if there is a deal struck.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, regardless of when it comes in, Congress has either 30 or 60 days to review it. And one of the things that we've really been stressing to members, Jay, is they should be coming out right now and saying, whether or not they agree with the deal or oppose a deal in the end, they should be saying right now, we are not even going to look at a deal unless we have assurances that these prisoners are home. And Jay, all of the information, including the sideline discussions, is supposed to be transmitted to Congress. So we are telling them, read those sideline deals, read those discussions before you come out and support any potential deal.
All right, we'll keep you posted on this, and folks, we're going to have more on this in the second half of the broadcast. By the way, if you're not getting the full hour of the broadcast, aclj.org, we stream it there. Of course, on SiriusXM, you get the whole broadcast. And when we start a relaunch Periscope tomorrow, that's another way for you to watch the entire broadcast as well. But simply go over to aclj.org. All right, let me set the stage here. Jordan, you went down to Sudan, South Sudan, when the government was first formed. And then we're going to get in the situation with the Sudanese pastors. This is, paint the picture for everybody what it's like down there before we talk to the particulars of what's going on in the case with Tiffany.
Sure. Well, it's very difficult in South Sudan. It's the newest country in the world, newest UN member. And, you know, we're talking about a place where, you know, paved roads are few and far between. And so Sudan to the north is like Iran, a top state sponsor of terrorism around the world. They, back in, you know, the 90s and early 2000s, they were known for harboring folks like Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. And this has been another Obama administration strategy, trying to open up more relationships with Sudan. Also, the creation of the new country, South Sudan, which is where a lot of the oil is there, has created complications because the pipelines go through the north where there were the financial restrictions and sanctions on. And so there's been all of these different issues involving that. But you've got basically a predominantly Muslim majority that has gone more and more pro-Sharia law and a very strict interpretation of Sharia law. And that's Bashir and the north. He's wanted by the International Criminal Court, had to flee at a meeting in South Africa recently because of a potential for arrest there. And so it's basically you've got the predominantly Muslim north and predominantly Christian south.
All right. So, Tiffany, we've got a situation. Let's first very quickly here go over the situation in Sudan. And then let's talk about the particulars of what's developed in the last few days. This is, folks, we understand the reach of the ACLJ and our international affiliates is literally around the globe, which you're going to hear in a moment here. Tiffany, go ahead.
Yeah, Jordan touched on something, Jay, in particular. When South Sudan split off, all of those South Sudanese, all the Christians in the north, were essentially considered part of the South, even if they'd lived in north of Sudan for all of their life. And that's where this case with Pastor Michael and Pastor Peter really begins. Pastor Michael and Pastor Peter come from South Sudan, but they came to join with some of their brothers in Khartoum to preach at local churches, something that they had proper visas to be able to do, no issue. But the moment that they stepped into a church in Khartoum, they became essentially a target for the national security as the country of Sudan is trying to push all of its Christians out of the north and into the south.
So let's get an update then on so that everybody understands what's going on down there. So the Christians in Sudan are basically under severe persecution. Let's get an update on the case, folks, and we're going to be announcing a major campaign later this afternoon.
So Pastor Michael and Pastor Peter have been arrested. They were missing for months. One was arrested in December of last year and one in the beginning of January. They've been undergoing a trial inside of Khartoum. Their lawyer has publicly said, and our contacts on the ground who have been present have also said, almost zero evidence have been presented, but for very serious charges of espionage and promoting hatred, undermining the constitutional system, things that could sentence them to death inside of Sudan. And yet we heard that the judge is allowing the case to proceed despite the lack of the evidence and that the government has presented no crucial evidence to be able to convict, and they have a defense they have to put forward next week. Now,
right,
the problem with that, Jay?
Yeah. Before you get to the problem, tell everybody what the penalty is here. I mean, people, you have to understand what this is, the penalty for this.
The penalty for two of the charges, there's a list of charges, but the two of the charges actually carry a death sentence.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, this is the nature and the seriousness. But go ahead and finish your comment. We got to take a break then.
Just right now, these men do not have access to their attorney to even prepare their defense.
Mm. I mean, so think about that for a moment. Go ahead.
Yeah, complete violation of Sudanese law, international law, just a complete disrespect for the rule of law itself happening in Sudan at the risk of death here.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have Tiffany stay over so we can talk more about this. Folks, I'm also going to take your calls at 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Don't forget, we're in a matching challenge this month. ACLJ.org is the best place to go for that. ACLJ.org. And you just any gift you make, we get a matching gift for it. It's tax deductible. Of course, you can call in at 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. SiriusXM, you got the whole hour of the broadcast, number of stations as well. But also go over to ACLJ.org if you're not getting it there. We're streaming it live. And Logan will be back tomorrow. We'll be back on Periscope as well. But again, sign that petition for Saeed. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. But also, big month for the ACLJ. Your support really makes a difference at ACLJ.org. And then you know this song from our band here, the Jay Sekulow Band.
There should be no deal until Pastor Saeed and the others are freed and returned to their families. More than 1 million people have already signed on to our petition demanding Pastor Saeed's release. Please take a moment and add your name right now. Time is of the essence. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
to the broadcast. That was with our good friend Ricky Skaggs, by the way. Check out our band's Facebook page at J Seculo Band. And, of course, you can also check it out at ACLJ website and Facebook and mine as well. We've got Tiffany Behrens in the studio for this segment. We're taking your calls, by the way. Hang in there. I know you've been holding a while. ACLJ.org for that support of the ACLJ. Critical. If you're on the phones at 1-800-684-3110, stay there. We're talking about Sudan for a minute. Then we're going to go right back to the other portion of the Middle East crisis of the day we're dealing with. And this is certainly a crisis region. Tiffany, there's been some modifications or some moves in the last couple hours. Now the pastors in Sudan have to put on a defense. We were hoping that because there was no evidence here of any violation of Sudanese law, and certainly they were protected under international law, by the way, that Sudan has signed, that this case would be dismissed. Apparently that's not what happened. Now we're facing a death penalty for these two.
That's correct, Jay. There was zero evidence. They presented things like documents on computers that you could look up on Google as evidence that these were individuals who were spying, or that they had promoted hatred, that they were disturbing public peace. They presented a sermon from one of the pastors at the church that literally is preaching straight out of the Bible and nothing else. And so a complete lack of evidence for some very serious charges. We did hear that the court is going to proceed and they have to present a defense now on the 14th of July. The problem with that, as we said before the break, is that this attorney has no access to his clients in order to prepare a defense, that they have been barred from entry and accessing the clients in the prison system.
Jordan, paint a picture for what it's like. I mean, you've been there to this region, what it's like being there. I mean, people need to understand this.
But these are very difficult prison situations. And remember, you know, as we talked with Miriam Ibrahim, I mean, she was shackled to the ground of just an unbelievably horrific scene, and something very difficult for us to imagine as Americans, while she gave birth, shackled to the ground. And so that's the kind of conditions that these pastors face. It's very difficult. It's not the normal kind of process that we're used to here in the U.S., where you can predict outcomes and you've got this kind of due process and you have basic rights to present your case. That's not the case. And so, things can move very quickly. And the entire time you're in the custody of this government, your life is at risk.
I think the reality is also, Tiffany, the sense is that when you're dealing with these countries, we saw the success with Miriam Ibrahim, that the best defense in many of these cases is getting world opinion up.
Absolutely. We saw the success of that with Miriam Ibrahim, and these gentlemen are just equally as important, something that we need essentially a rally cry behind for their lives. We want to see impartiality. We want to make sure that this case is dropped for a lack of evidence, that the judge has the opportunity still before this case is finalized to do the right thing before the world's eyes.
Well, folks, these are thanks for the update, Tiffany. These are very troubling cases, but your American Center for Law and Justice and our global affiliates are there. And Than, very quickly here, it's fair to say that we've got congressional attention already going on this. Of course, we're going to launch this major campaign this afternoon. That'll really increase it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been key in a number of these human rights cases. It'll be key in this one as well. And here's the bottom line, Jay. The United States has to lead on these issues. They have an opportunity to lead on this one. This State Department has been hesitant. It's time for that to end.
We really don't have the option of being hesitant when you represent the people we represent. And this is the nature of it. Tiffany, thanks for the update. Folks, go to ACLJ.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Sign that petition for the release of Saeed Abedini. I'm going to take more of your calls as well, but that's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And don't forget, folks, we're in a matching challenge month. July is a matching challenge month for us here at the ACLJ. Your support on that makes a huge difference. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. And we will be sending out email alerts on the updates on these cases, as well as email alerts on our matching challenge campaign. So make sure you're getting our emails at ACLJ.org. And again, check us out. Like us on Facebook. I've got a page. Jordan has a page. We have the band has a page. The ACLJ has a page. So like those Facebook pages. We'll be back with more of your calls at 800-684-3110. And again, if you want to stand with us, ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
The clock is ticking. A deadline to reach an agreement over Iran's nuclear capabilities is now just hours away. Secretary of State says, quote, hard choices still need to be made, and the negotiations, he says, can go either way. As representatives from the United States and Iran sit face to face at the bargaining table, it's critical that American pastor Saeed Abedini and three other Americans imprisoned in Iran are released. There should be no deal until Pastor Saeed and the others are freed and returned to their families. More than 1 million people have already signed on to our petition demanding Pastor Saeed's release. Please take a moment and add your name right now. Time is of the essence. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government.
To the broadcast, everyone. Taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. John Bolton, former U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, very concerned about this. Good friend of our broadcast here. Here's what he had to say.
You think Iran's getting whatever they want here?
Yeah, I think Iran is in no hurry. Remember, the sanctions, while they may be causing economic distress in Iran, are not slowing the nuclear weapons program down. Time almost invariably works on the side of the would-be nuclear proliferator. Iran's content to have these discussions run on because in Europe, pressure's building to evade the sanctions already. So I think it's the administration that feels under pressure to get something done, and that plays right into Iran's hands to extract more concessions.
All right, Jordan, let's take a phone call here. But this, what a concern. I mean, I think John Bolton's got it exactly correct. Let's go right to the phones.
Yeah, Sharon's calling from California on line three. Sharon, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Sharon.
Hi, good morning. Thank you so much for all you do. We sure love and appreciate your fighting the good fight.
Thanks.
I wanted to ask, Iran is one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and we're $18 trillion in debt. So what kind of economic relief could we possibly offer them?
Well, when we remove the sanctions, that is the trading capabilities of Iran with other governments, it's going to unleash a juggernaut of billions of dollars. I mean, you're talking about multiple billions of dollars. So they have had economic pressure in Iran. That's why they've been at the table. But when we release the sanctions and the other governments release the sanctions, Dan, the impact on that is going to be dramatic.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the caller is right that there is a dramatic amount of economic potential in Iran, but the sanctions that are passed down by the United Nations and the United States have been stifling that. And so the Iran is the one with the motivation to get a deal here. But John Bolton is exactly right here. The only thing I would add to what he said, Jay, the only point where more time is better than less is when someone else is reviewing the deal. I mean, once it passes out of the administration and over to Congress, the extension of that 30 days to 60, I think that becomes a critical time because we can actually see the terms that are in the deal itself. That's the only time we're spreading it out, I think, is a good thing.
There's a statement that John Kerry made, and I'm not going to play it yet. I'm going to save it for the next segment of the broadcast. But folks, when you hear it, you realize that they are the United States, we are acting like we're desperate here. And Jordan, that is becoming very clear also in this side talks with regard to the Americans held captive. We are operating under a sense that we're desperate.
Yeah, that's right, and that we have no strength in our negotiating position. And the truth is that Iran is the one, and as caller Sharon talked about, that they are the one looking for this significant economic relief. And to open up the Iranian markets into these financial systems, it will change fundamentally the makeup of the power structure really in the Middle East, but also in the world. This is a huge country, and so to take those kind of steps to let them open up economically and continue a nuclear program and continue to hold your own citizens as prisoners, prisoners of conscience. I mean, you're talking about a Christian pastor, a former U.S. Marine visiting his grandmother, a Washington Post journalist, and a missing former FBI agent who was there legally. All of them there legally. And you're continuing this kind of treatment again. Yeah. I mean, and they continue to sponsor terrorism around the world. They're not holding back about who they are and what they're about.
Well, I'll tell you this. It's very disheartening, to say the least. But we are working aggressively here at the ACLJ. We're taking your phone calls as well at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Mary Ellen's been holding for a long time. Mary Ellen, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, Jay and Jordan. I sure hope that the pastor and the others are freed. However, if not, I can understand, because we know Valerie Jarrett, President Obama's closest advisor in the White House, has connections to Iran, yep, as well as many high government officials have connections to the Muslim Brotherhood. So what could we expect?
Well, what we can demand, and this is what Congress is trying to do, Than, we can demand that any deal is reviewed by Congress, and we got that. But the process of review, and Mary Ellen, you bring up a good point, is not that easy. So we're going to have to, if there's a deal that comes back, the Americans are left behind, and it's a bad deal, we've got a lot of work to do in a 60-day period.
Yeah, and also demand that the president and all those involved in this put only the interests of the United States first. I mean, I think the caller's point is somewhat fair on this. You heard Josh Earnest run through the list of things that they would tolerate. They would still tolerate hatred for America or hatred for Israel or human rights violations. No, that is exactly what they should be required to transform. But, you know, Jay, I will give Josh Earnest a slight pass in this regard. He's only taking his cues from his boss. The president of the United States is the one that said we can't require Iran to completely transform in order to sign a deal. That is exactly what he should be requiring of them.
I'll tell you this, folks. This is a serious fight. Jordan, I'm going to play the John Kerry bite, now I've decided the time is right, and I'm going to get your comments on it. Take a listen.
Everybody is negotiating hard. That's what makes this difficult. But our hope is that we get an agreement that is fair, that gets the job done, and we can hold our heads high and show the world that countries can come together and make things happen. But we're not there yet. I emphasize that. We have difficult issues still to resolve.
Well, Jordan, your comments and reaction to this, everybody's negotiating hard.
Well, I think, you know, I mean, listen, Iran is negotiating hard. They're getting trying to get everything that they could want, basically a wish list. And when you hear about this idea, you know, countries can get things done, and this is not an everyday country trying to come up with a deal. This is a country that is trying to influence the region. So it's not just a radical government within, but they also are sponsoring groups like Hezbollah. They're involved in all these different conflicts in the Middle East. They're a state sponsor of terrorism. And this is from our own State Department. And so, you know, treating it as if this is just the world having a negotiation, I think, again, it shows the very weak position the United States has put itself in.
Yeah, this is a very, very troubling development. Let's take another phone call. We're taking your calls, by the way, at 1-800-684-3110, 800-684-3110. Who do we have next?
James calling in from Florida on line 5. James, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, James.
Hey, Jay, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I really appreciate what you guys are
thanks.
Doing. My question is, does the president really care about the Americans being held in Iran, or is he just so utterly desperate for this deal that he's willing to go to any lengths he feels he needs to get it through?
I'm going to let you be the judge. I'm going to play for you a soundbite from John Kirby, the State Department. Kirby is the State Department spokesperson. This was from just the other day, just yesterday. Take a listen to number 4.
Look, on side deals, let me just make it clear that what's going on in Vienna is about a nuclear deal, and that's all. Now, on the sidelines of those discussions, we certainly do every opportunity we can bring up the case of the three Americans that are being detained in Iran, as well as the case of Mr. Levinson. But I'm not aware of any side deal that's being struck. In fact, I know there's no side deal being struck here as it relates to these nuclear negotiations.
Jordan, to me, that's an incomprehensible. I mean, I understand he's saying what he's told to say, but what a troubling, troubling statement that he is aware of no. First of all, part of that is nonsense, but he's aware of no side negotiations. We know they've been talking at the periphery, but they've said that.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we know that that is not entirely accurate, and that the U.S. government has said that, you know, on the sidelines of these negotiations, they are discussing this. And again, it's our concern, and we're basing this off what the U.S. government's saying publicly. Is our concern is that they are okay with putting forward a deal before Congress and going into a deal which provides this unbelievable relief to Iran without getting these Americans home. And they're setting, you know, we're pretty good at reading their yep. commentary here as attorneys. They're setting it up to do that without getting the Americans back and making sure they haven't, you know, they're yep. lowering the bar as they have with throughout these negotiations on a lot of different issues, but they're lowering the bar of what they're going to, what they find acceptable.
Fan, what's your sense?
Listen, I think actions speak louder than words. The administration has said a lot of things, but they had an opportunity to put action behind moving these prisoners home. The United States Senate put forward an amendment that said you just have to bring them home before you can sign any deal. They issued a veto threat over the entire deal over that language. They want to reserve the right to make a deal without bringing them home.
Which is, just think about that, folks, for a moment. That's the deal. Strength of America? Not so much. Take a listen to Bite 6.
The president would certainly veto any amendment or any bill with an amendment that undermined the unanimous compromise that was reached in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee or that interfered with the ongoing negotiations.
Yeah. So if you have to ask any question, but you just got your answer. All right, folks, when I come back from the break, more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Why do you think the president isn't demanding release to the Americans? What is the agenda at all of this? 1-800-684-3110. We'll take more of your phone calls. Jordan's going to let you know how you can support the work of the ACLJ. Don't forget, at ACLJ.org, we're in our matching challenge. You can make a big difference.
Call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to ACLJ.org to be part of that matching challenge. That's ACLJ.org. As we get updates, whether it's on Saeed, whether it's on the pastors in Sudan, we will post them up at ACLJ.org. And to get involved, call now, 877-989-2255.
Americans' freedom under attack by the biggest and most dangerous branch of government, the federal bureaucracy. In his new book, Undemocratic: How Unelected, Unaccountable Bureaucrats Are Stealing Your Liberty and Freedom, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sounds the alarm. It's a powerful look at what's become the fourth branch of government. It's not in the Constitution, but the federal bureaucracy has become an out-of-control, unelected monstrosity that robs Americans of their rights through endless rules and regulations. In Undemocratic, Jay Sekulow, a New York Times bestselling author, provides a plan to fight back and explains why personal freedoms don't have to become a thing of the past. This must-read is available now in bookstores nationwide. You can order your copy online at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or Apple iBooks. Learn more at undemocraticbook.com. It's time to put an end to the systematic abuse of the federal government. The clock is ticking. A deadline to reach an agreement over Iran's nuclear capabilities is now just hours away. Secretary of State says, quote, hard choices still need to be made, and the negotiations, he says, can go either way. As representatives from the United States and Iran sit face to face at the bargaining table, it's critical that American pastor Saeed Abedini and three other Americans imprisoned in Iran are released. There should be no deal until Pastor Saeed and the others are freed and returned to their families. More than 1 million people have already signed on to our petition demanding Pastor Saeed's release. Please take a moment and add your name right now. Time is of the essence. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
And if they share,
and we can hold our heads high and show the world that countries can come together and make things happen.
Yeah, hold your head high, is what the Secretary of State said. Meanwhile, we've got Americans suffering in an unbelievable way and their families. Let's think about their families today. We're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. If you're just joining us, let me get Jordan to update the news here. This has just broke this morning, and, of course, we're live, so we're covering this for you. There's been an extension, Jordan, now to the talks as they continue to drag this out, basically.
Yeah, that's right. The nuclear negotiations have been extended between the U.S. and Iran at least till Friday, and that includes the other world powers as well. Now, this is significant because it's not a month-long extension. It's not like they're saying we're going to go into August necessarily, though we are reading into what the administration is conceding here. And one big part they're conceding, and this was in the news a lot yesterday, and they seem to confirm that, is that if they do not submit a deal to Congress by Thursday, instead of a 30-day congressional review, it will trigger a 60-day congressional review. And that means that from the perspective of the Obama administration, it gives more time for the opponents of this deal to try and scuttle it. And also from the Iranian perspective, understanding that that's sanctions relief and economic relief they are seeking will likely be delayed.
And then go quickly through the process. Give me the 1 minute version of what's going to happen here so people understand if a deal's reached, what are our alternatives here?
Well, if that deal reaches Capitol Hill after Thursday, there will be 60 days for Congress to review the deal. And here's where I really want people to focus. This is where we are setting it up for members of Congress. All of the information is going to be available in what is called in-camera session. So members can go in. They can't take those documents out of the room, but they can go in over a series of days and actually read the discussions, read the minutes, even from those side dialogues, Jay. So we have members lined up as we speak to do that. They would have 60 days to then pass a resolution of disapproval. It could then go through a veto process. But the bottom line here is 60 days to review all the information, even those side talks.
All right, we're going to take a phone call here, 1-800-684-3110. Let's take Dale's call on line four, Jordan.
Hey, Dale, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi.
Hey, thanks. Just wanted to say you guys are doing a great job.
Thanks.
Keep up the good fight, if
thanks.
You would.
We will.
Hey, I got two quick questions here. Number one, I don't understand what is taking so long for this. I mean, what the heck? What are they doing?
Well, let me give you the answer to the first question. What's taking so long is these are complex negotiations. You can't trust the Iranians. While we're negotiating with the Iranians, the Ayatollah is calling for the destruction of Israel. I'm going to play for you that bite again. I think you just need to hear it. This is where they lay out the, you know, these are complicated things. It's not going to solve all the problems. Let me play. It's Josh Earnest, bite one.
The ongoing nuclear talks will not resolve all of the concerns that we have with Iran's behavior. We don't intend for these conversations to successfully resolve our concerns with the way in which Iran continues to menace Israel.
So number one, you've got the Israelis putting a lot of pressure that they don't want this deal because Iran, as Josh Earnest acknowledged, is menacing Israel. Now listen to number two.
We know that Iran continues to be a leading state sponsor of terrorism.
Oh, well, that'll make your negotiations pretty complicated when the government you're dealing with is a leading state sponsor of terrorism. Listen to number three.
You know that Iran continues to unjustly detain American citizens.
And, of course, we've got Americans being held captive by Iran. So that's what's making this so complicated and so difficult, Jordan. And the fact of the matter is this is a problem of the State Department's own making.
That's right. I mean, it's not like they were forced to go into these negotiations. And truth be told, you have to wonder if this has weakened the ability for the U.S. to get things done through back channels. And, you know, in the previous situations have been similar to sites and other Americans. These situations have been handled. But now that the U.S. is asking for something from Iran, and really open to all of these different kinds of relief that Iran is putting forward, I think that is what concerns me so much. And of course, the litany of things that Josh Earnest goes through there, that, you know, the threat they pose to the world, the threat they pose to Israel, the way they treat their own people, the way they support terrorism,
yep,
the way they treat Americans.
All right, folks, we're taking your calls, but also I want to encourage you, support the work of the ACLJ. Sign on to these petitions at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And don't forget, we're in a matching challenge campaign for July. We're off to a really great start. but you can make a huge difference. Go to ACLJ.org. Any amount you donate to the ACLJ, we're getting a matching gift for. So ACLJ.org, of course, is tax deductible. Let's take Dora on line one.
Hey, Dora, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Dora.
Hi, Jay. God bless you for all that you do.
Thanks.
Listen, I read the Bible. We're in the end times, and we're in a spiritual warfare. I'm asking you to ask everybody that listens to you, and most of them are Christians, I know, to start taking their knees, getting on their knees, and praying hard and fasting. God is waiting, you know.
Well, I will tell you this. I will tell you this, Dora. I've been over the last month. I've been in Washington. I've been in Florida. I've been in England. I have been when I was in Oxford. I was at C.S. Lewis's home. I mean, it's a sight to see. It's the kilns, and there was a group there that I think were involved in Chuck Colson's ministry from Prison Fellowship that he started years ago. And they asked me about Pastor Syed Abedini. I will tell you, Dora, people are praying, and we are encouraging prayer. There's been prayer vigils, and there's more prayer vigils scheduled for September. Right now, we're going to be praying and taking action, and let's lay out that action plan again. While we were gone, we formulated our next response here. Jordan, lay out phase one, and then Than, lay out the governmental. Let's do it quickly.
Sure. I mean, you know, we are right now working with, you know, members of Congress because it looks like a deal will be submitted by the United States, that they'll come up with some kind of deal with Iran that would trigger the congressional review, and putting the pressure on the administration and really trying to work to get a number that says this deal will not happen without getting this resolved, the Americans home.
And Than, from a congressional standpoint, what is the read on this? First of all, the opposition on any deal without the Americans, I can't imagine that's going to be huge.
Yeah, it sure looks like awfully strong opposition on both sides of the aisle if the Americans aren't home. But listen, I can tell you now, I can already see the left, MoveOn.org and others, mobilizing in favor of a deal. No matter what is in the deal, this is about the president's legacy. So it is going to take courage on behalf of not a particular party, but on behalf of legislators, Jay, who want to defend the interests of the United States. They need to go in and read this deal. And then if it's not a good deal for the United States, they need to have the courage to go to the floor not once, but twice, and vote against it.
We have bipartisan support for the release of the Americans before any deal, correct, Than? I mean, it's there.
Absolutely correct. We've played that audio repeatedly. They said it in open public hearing with Nagmeh present.
All right, folks. So we are going to mobilize like you can't believe. We'll take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110 normally all throughout the program. We've taken as many as we could get to today. We just had a lot of material that we had to cover. Tomorrow, if you've got calls, call in early, by the way. 800-684-3110 is a real easy way to do that, so we encourage you to call in early. And Logan will be back, and we'll be up on Periscope as well. Jordan and Than be with us also. But, folks, we are asking you to stand with Syed Abedini and the three other Americans. You can sign that petition at ACLJ.org. Or you can call us at 1-877-989-2255. So ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to have your voice heard. We encourage you to do that. Again, support our work. You could do that as well. We're in a matching challenge campaign. ACLJ.org for that. ACLJ.org. Enjoy the song by the Jay Sekulow Band, Can't You See? And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
There should be no deal until Pastor Syed and the others are freed and returned to their families. More than 1 million people have already signed on to our petition demanding Pastor Syed's release. Please take a moment and add your name right now. Time is of the essence. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.